Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, as part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome to the Coco Express Show for Thursday, March 22nd, 2012. I'm your host, and we are live with a very special gentleman, Mr. Willie P. Dove Moore, Jr. If you want to call in and ask questions, the number is 347-637-2319, and please press 1. That's 347-637-2319, and please press 1. When we mention the music genre of hip-hop or rap, most people associate it with misogynistic behavior, the glorification of violence, and vulgar language. Well, I don't. When I was coming up, hip-hop was in its infancy, just starting to walk. As the years progressed, it grew and gave birth to some uniquely interesting offspring. The most recognized and frequently discussed at this time is hardcore rap. However, the siblings in the rap family are many and very diverse. The relative that we will be hanging with today is known as Christian rap, Christian hip-hop, gospel hip-hop, gospel rap. Did you know that the first commercially released and distributed gospel rap album was Stephen Wiley's 1985 album called The Bible Break? Then someone by the name of Michael Peace, he's an American rapper and one of the Christian rap's first solo artists. In 1994, Goatee Records became the first record label marked explicitly for Christian hip-hop and R&B that was backed by a major label. If we fast forward to today, You have complete and total industry recognition with the GMA, Dove Awards, Stella Awards, and several conferences and festivals dedicated to the Christian hip-hop or gospel hip-hop rap community. With recognition, there are always deflectors, and their views differ as to whether hip-hop can be considered Christian. But the rule is simple. If the lyrics themselves have Christian teachings, then the song must be called Christian. Oops, sorry about that. Okay, now, let's step over to another section now. We're going to step over to one of their artists. His name is Willie P. Dove Moore, and he's a St. Louis native who has been known for his urban hip-hop hits like Good Thing and Roll With Me. Mr. Moore was adopted as a baby and grew up in the church. He, like many other performing artists, got their start in the church choir. He landed a record deal at the age of 12 after graduating with a degree in psychology from the University of Mississippi. Mississippi Oxford, forgive me. This Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity member signed his first major record deal with Universal Music as a rapper. He followed that up with a record contract with Warner Brothers, this time as an R&B singer. He has gained international recognition and a legion of fans from around the world. This amazing married father, too, made a very brave move. And I'm going to play some of his music for you because we're still waiting for him to get with us. So, and then once we have him online, we can have him tell you his story. So for now, I'm going to play. He has an organization called Young Fly Saved. It's a movement, and this is their anthem. So I'm going to play that for you.
I was young, trying things.
gon' fly, fly. And unless you think you can't see my level, so why try? I cling, cling to the Father and it cleans me. Recall it might be flaws on the outside, but the window lives on the inside of me. It's flawless, flawless. All this attention I'm getting comes with tension, but I gotta mention it really ain't about that, but about how I got it living as a Christian. Listen, no matter where I'm at, streets are on stage trapping, put my faith in action. Everything I'm doing for the kingdom, I do it with passion.
Please allow me the opportunity to introduce to you Mr. Willie P. Dub Moore Jr. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Doing really well here in St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome, and I'm just glad to be here.
I am glad to have you. I really am. And we're playing your anthem, as you can hear.
Yep. No doubt. Young Fly and Save the Movement. Make sure you log on to DYFS.com for anything Young Fly and Save. That's short for The Young Fly and Save.
All right. Now, I did a little bit of background about you, and I want you to be able to take it from there, because where I left off, so that you'll know where I left off with you making a really brave move from the entertainment industry world you were in. Now, can you just kind of like, tell us, because traditionally we see a lot of hip hop rap artists as being surface with no depth, and you kind of like break that mold completely. You shatter that.
Indeed. Well, you know, well, to those of you who don't know, like, I used to go by the name of Pretty Willie, and you know, I was an R&B hip hop dude, and I still am a R&B hip hop lover. You know, just as long as the content, man, is something positive that they're putting in the marketplace. Like, I always tell, and when I'm on interviews, I always tell people, like, I wasn't really trying to take a stand and be like, oh, yeah, man, I'm going to just be this Christian artist and I'm going to do this. Like, I always write from my heart. And whenever, you know, whenever I would write something from the beginning, like, I never wrote a record that was a lie. So if I was writing about what we were doing in the street, of course I was doing that. If I was talking about ladies, then I was doing that. Or while I was out in Los Angeles, man, the Lord started transforming my heart when I started going to a church called Faithful Central under the teaching of Pastor Almer, Kenneth Almer, at the time, man. And, one night after an awesome concert at the House of Blues with DJ Quick, I was in a hotel on the balcony having a really good time, and I heard the Lord say, "Your way or my way." And I knew it was the Lord, man, because, you know, you just get that feeling. And I heard an audible voice. And, not to spook anybody out, like, everybody don't work like that. However God chooses to talk to you and make you aware of the calling that you have on your life, I mean, truly, you just have to, you truly have to yield to it. So I wasn't in there like, okay, I'm going to be a Christian artist. I was just writing what the Lord was doing and transforming in my heart. And it just came out on song. And you know, since then, the Young Fly Save movement has started, and thousands of young people across the world have given their life to the Lord, and we got about 12,000 committed soldiers across the world. So we're extremely excited about what God is doing in this season, in this hour, and in this time.
Oh, that is excellent. That is amazing. And, yes. I mean, what's so amazing is the simple fact that you had the awesome ability to be able to have a degree in psychology, and that's what really trips me out. I mean, how do you use that degree in what you're doing?
Well, you know, the truth of the matter was I wanted to be a lawyer. Like, I was going to go to law school, and psychology just was an easy way that I could still be a Kappa and hang out and have fun and still get the good grades, to be honest. Man, the way I use my experiences at the University of Mississippi, I would tell people the camaraderie that I learned. I learned how to work with all types of people, black people, white people, Asian people, people of all different ethnicities, gay people, anybody, you know, because I come from the neighborhood. Like, I'm in St. Louis, I'm from a town called Berkeley, and, just Google it, it's one of them places where it's a really, really urban neighborhood. So I was able to diversify my thinking while being at the University of Mississippi, and because of that diversification, I was able to, you know, now when I go out and I'm in those business meetings or whatnot, and I'm trying to close these bigger deals and handling business, like, what it taught me is just how to to deal with all type of people, knowing what you're working with, being fresh, and going to a university and finishing college with anybody, man, just says that you can finish something and that you're committed to excellence. So, you know, I always tell people, man, try to get to school, trade school, military, something that just says, you know, I finished.
All right. All right. That's excellent. Now, my thing is, you know, I like to really get into the heart of, you know, the guests that come onto the show. And as I'm reading your bio, I'm noticing that you have so many different levels to you. And, I mean, you're a father and a husband. Mm-hmm. You've transitioned to, you know, from living in, you were living in California, correct?
Yeah, and actually on my way back to California. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're going back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going back to Cali, like
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J and Notorious B.I.G. Going back to Cali, you know, we got a lot of great opportunity with a brother by the name of Kel Mitchell. Some of you all know him from Kenan and Kel on Nickelodeon, mm-hmm. but he's a strong believer now. We got a really big venture that we're doing for faith-based films, so I'm devoted to that, man. So I'm gonna head out that way and watch God do the unthinkable.
Now, how, you know, like some people when they hear the call, they fight it. They're willful and they fight it. Did you fight it or did you immediately know? Let me just check myself and move on over.
Well, I actually was called when I was 12 years old. You know, the same voice that I heard when I was 12 is the same voice that I heard when I was out in Los Angeles. And, you know, the truth of the matter was when I was 12 years old, there was not a culture developed for me to be reminded of what I was learning in church. And the only culture that was around was, you know, when you go to church on Sunday, you live that out, and then when you finish, you go back to the neighborhood and do the Lord knows what. So, you know, I tell anybody, man, if you called, you're always called. So whenever you accept the call, is you know, hopefully the grace that God gave me to be able to, you know, still live my life without going to jail, without getting killed, or without killing nobody, to be honest, like hopefully that grace still applies to you. But that might not be the case for you. You know, once I got that call the second time, you know, being a little older, I was able to say I was at a place when I was tired anyway. Like, I was making money, I was handling my business, but there still was no peace. There's a place that only God can fill. And, you know, at that particular time, you know, it was very, very confusing. I was involved with a deal with Warner Brother Records. They want me to make a lot of songs that was contrary to what I was learning. And, you know, the truth of the matter was, like I told them, I can't be fake. So they were going to get me with a whole lot of writers. And I just told God, man, anything that's not for me in this season, you get rid of it because I'm not strong to do. And when you say that prayer, man, God will activate, man. He'll start taking things away from you that you're not supposed to have. And slowly but surely, that Warner Brother deal left. But I still got the check out of it, so that was cool. I bought a house here in St. Louis. And, you know, God still got the victory. You know? Really.
Okay, I hear you. Now, also, you have two things going on. You have the album, The Best of Both Worlds, and you have The Turning Point, correct?
Yes. Yes, man. Very excited about those albums.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about The Best of Both Worlds?
The Best of Both Worlds is myself and an artist that I really, really, really love, man. Go by the name of Bizzle. Bizzle is noted for the guy. He spoke about some things that Jay-Z talked about, man. He got a lot of national and international recognition for it. We teamed up with an album called The Best of Both Worlds. We did a mixtape, and we got an overwhelming response from that. We gave it away for free, and thousands of people downloaded it, so we thought it would be awesome if we put together a true album. Man, that album is just so off the chain. The first week it came out, it debuted 3 Billboard charts. It peaked at number 5 on the iTunes charts behind Jay-Z, Drake, Lil Wayne, and the rest of those guys who got on the hip-hop charts. And, man, been doing the unthinkable with that album. It's off the chain. It's upbeat. Are you from the neighborhood, man, and you're just a Christian and you want to touch those people who really don't understand the traditional language of church? This is something for you. And or if you're traditional, we got songs like Lord, I Give You Praise featuring Kenton Jones that really, really speaks to the hearts of all believers. So, man, it's just a really all-around great album. So Best of Both Worlds is definitely album you want to pick up. And it's available right now on DYFS.com and iTunes, Amazon, and other digital outlets as well. So.
Now, on that particular album is Get Low. That's one of the songs that's on the album.
Yeah, Get Low is a really, really fun record. They're playing that record in clubs right now, too. That's so amazing.
Okay, so if you don't mind, I'm going to play a little bit of that for our listeners.
Indeed, man. That would be off the chain. I would love that.
Okay, here we go.
Soldiers, at ease. Let me tell y'all, I know we're taking over the world right now for the kingdom. But we gotta keep it humble, though. You gotta stay low, alright? Go on, go back to war.
Got on my head. Only time to tell if I'm right or wrong in my beliefs. I'm just saying, cause he come without warning like a thief. Can't you see if I'm right and you wrong? You gon' slumber in a hell hotter than Phoenix, Arizona in the summer, but mercy over judgment.
Okay, now, I'm going to still leave that. I really enjoy that.
Indeed. Yeah, that's one of our bait records, man. We put that in the street with a whole lot of people who really don't understand the gospel language, and we give it to them. It's almost like medicine. You know, the Bible shows us, man, how many people have been healed by just an encounter with Jesus. But he was always able to speak to people exactly where they were. If he was talking to farmers, he did parables about harvest. If he was speaking to tax collectors, he talked about money. So what we did for the neighborhood is, it's kind of like, you know, when you have a kid and he really doesn't like the pill or the medicine, really, you know, he don't know that he likes it, but he doesn't know it's good for him. You know, you may put the pill in the oatmeal, and once you get the pill through the oatmeal, they just eat the pill and they don't even notice that it's there. But the work of the medicine still happens. So what we did was, we got a really cool title, a really tight beat. And, man, people are just eating that record up, and seeds are being planted, and people are continuing to put that in their iPod. And we thank God for it. Get Low is taking us to really cool places.
Well, it's a really great song. I mean,
and it,
yes, it is. And I'm an old head, okay?
But you don't sound too old.
Now, I didn't download this song, but this song I really wanted to talk to you about. It's called "I Don't Want to Fall No More." That song is amazing. I love it.
Amen. Well, that's a record by a brother by the name of Willie J that I'm actually featured on. Willie J is a part of the team, the Young Fly and Save Movement, and it was just an awesome worship record, man. And many people can relate, especially if you're extremely transparent. That, you know, when you start to push through this Christian walk and you start seeing the values that God has for you, and not so much that the mediocre values that you have for yourself, you notice that everything that you thought you were, like, that you really not. And the Lord just has been so good to you, man. And so many times we fall down and we stay down too long. So our petition to the kingdom was, listen, we don't want to fall no more. And the Bible tells us if we speak things out and just speak it out as if they were, man, that those things don't come true. And we just believe that. So that song is just really been taking off really well on YouTube, too. I think it's over about 100,000 hits on YouTube. So.
Oh, great. Now, I wanted to ask more about your Young Fly Saved movement. When did you start that, and what compelled you to do that?
January 6, 2009. The Young Fly Save Movement was founded in St. Louis, Missouri, in the basement of my home, actually. And the Lord told me to open up my home to young urban men, and young men would come in there. And, you know, at that particular time, just to be totally transparent and honest, I didn't really know exactly what the Lord was doing. Like, I still was filled with iniquities and problems. You know, I still had habits, and I still had different things that weren't right with me. But I'm just a witness that God can still use damaged goods. And as we began to deal with young men across the country, the biggest thing with them was, you know, they have pride issues, and because they're pride issues, they don't want to lose how cool they are for Christ. And the truth of the matter is, we're fly because we're with Christ, and not because we're not. So God gave us this Young Fly and Save movement. Our mission is to inspire, influence, and unite the body of Christ, bridging the gap between the streets and the church. And that's what we've been doing across the country. And, man, people are grabbing a hold to it and just really, really running with it. If you're 150 or younger and you say yes to Jesus Christ and you have confidence in the throne of Christ, that means you fly. And that's the Young Fly and Save movement in a nutshell.
Oh, great. That is excellent. Now, do you know the, okay, let me just get this right. Have you noticed that as you're out there and you're moving through the various communities, have you noticed a change in the people, that more people are coming to Christ, or have you noticed that there are still some people that are still confused and not sure where they want to go? Because from my perspective, I see that more people are coming, but you tell me from your perspective what you think.
Man, it's so amazing to see how many people are coming. My mentor is Avery Littman. He's the president of Universal Records. Well, he's the vice president of Universal Records and the president of Republic Universal. And I feel like I'm Russell Simmons when I'm running around here telling them about this music, this new subculture that's developing outside of the church. It's just so many people that you just wouldn't think is building a relationship with the Lord. It's a special time in the kingdom right now. Especially when you got people like, you know, like I mentioned one brother earlier, Kale Mitchell from Nickelodeon's Kingdom, and Kale, just a strong believer in trusting God and using all his gifts for the kingdom. We just believe that with all these new believers that everything is about the surface, because God is about to favor us with this music, which he's already doing. He's about to favor us with faith-based films. And if we can develop images so they can understand how to walk this walk, not only will you see people excited about Christ, you'll see them committed to the lifestyle as well.
Okay, now that brings to me another song that you have called "Love Comes." So,
yeah.
would you like for me to play that for my listeners?
Yeah, that would be great. "Love Comes" is an awesome record. I actually wrote that record in St. Louis, Missouri, and it's just simply speaking, it's kind of like a twofold record. I call it a vertical and a horizontal record. If you're waiting for your love physically to come, you just got to be ready and be the best, you know, try to be the best person that you can be for your wife or your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And when I speak about love in this record, too, I also say I want to be ready when love comes. And that love is the Lord Jesus Christ. And his text message is his Bible. So you'll love it. It's called "Love Comes."
Okay, here we go.
Love, I've been waiting for a minute. Our last conversation had me pacing through my living room, contemplating on the way that I was living. Had some rough times and never walked away, though I was tempted. I know that you the best for me, but everything in my past says that I'm a mess and I will never be the right man. You said you'll forget it if I dedicate my life, and I read it in this letter that you left upon
Ooh,
my nightstand.
It's a late night. Reading through your text message, feeling good. You were so depressed, I didn't overlook the part in your text message when you said you're coming back. I do appreciate all the time I cheated on you running back to women causing money, you forgave me. As soon as I confessed it, it was funny that you already knew. So love.
Tell you that has such a catchy tune to it. I'm just sitting here singing it myself.
Hey, man, that's an awesome record. Love comes. God really blessed us with that one. Yes, indeed.
Okay, that is it's amazing. And
thank you.
You're quite welcome. I mean, now we have to get into how can people contact you? How can people find out more about Young Fly Save, YFS, and you know, if they want to learn more about you, because like I said, there's so many dimensions to you, and it's amazing.
Indeed. Well, the easiest way to is to log on to theyfs.com. That's www.theyfs.com. Theyfs.com is short for The Young Fly and Save.com.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody out there just under the sound of my voice who has dreams and have admirations to really step out on faith. And you know that the Lord has put a calling on your life, but he hasn't totally, like, really, really given you the whole mission that he wants you to do with your life. What you have to do is really step out on faith and trust that God is going, like, it's so different from the world. Like, in the world, you look at your marketplace, you look at what's needed, you get all the people excited, and then you give them a product. What faith does is you build the product, and then you trust that God is going to send the people, and that's the paradigm shift in the kingdom. So what I just ask, if you need help with prayer, like we got people that's involved and ready to take your call, or if you have a voicemail that you want to leave us to get on our prayer line, it's area code 314-485-5561. Again, that's 314-485-5561, because we definitely want to come into agreement with greatness and success. And I believe that the kingdom right now is so ready for new entrepreneurs with new visions and new dreams. God is doing a new thing in this season, and I just thank God for what he's doing for the Young Fly and Save movement. And that's what we're here for, to ignite dreams, to make people be excited about what God is doing in their life, and let them know that they're not in this Christian walk alone. And you can be young, you can be fly, but more importantly, you got to be saved.
Amen.
Indeed.
That's all I can say is amen. Now, I have to tell you that it was such a pleasure having you. And if you want to come back at any time and talk more about the different things you have going on, do you bring Young Fly Save to the East Coast?
I would love to. I would love to. Bizzle is really doing a lot of things on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. We have affiliates in New York, and that's the Aomega team under a guy by the name of Lavoisier. And so we're really doing some really cool things coming in May. We got a lot of big tours coming, and God is just doing the unthinkable in that. So I'll definitely keep you all abreast of what's going on with the Young Fly and Save movement and the God Over Money team. And, you know, just keep us in prayer. We're young, and we're just running out here and just being God over everything to everybody. So be praying for us. And we also have a new Young Fly and Save application that'll be out April the 3rd. So on your Androids and on your iPhones, you can download the Young Fly and Save application, and that'll keep you abreast with the new music, the new apparel. Every week we'll have a singular focus on what we believe God is doing in the movement, so we can all come into agreement on that. And I got some also awesome video blogs that are really funny and practical, but yet really spreading the gospel in a cool way. So,
you know what? You've inspired me, and I'm just so glad to see, you know, the other side, because we only see one side when you talk about rap and hip-hop, and I'm so glad to see the other side and what it's doing. The seeds that are being planted now are going to, they're going to produce some amazing trees. I can see it.
Amen. I received that. I received that, too.
Yes. So, as you said, you have a number with people can call you, and that's the Young Fly Save hotline number?
Yes, it's 314-485-5561. Again, that's 314-485-5561. And nobody physically answers that. You just leave a message, and somebody will be back with you in 24 hours. But if you just want to leave your prayer request and not even, you know, leave your number and all that, some people really private with their information, but just say, hey, you know what, I have a business, I have a vision, I have a dream, and we have people like Jermaine Green, that's our intercessory prayer person. He listens to that. You get on his prayer list, and he's petitioning the Lord on your behalf.
Well, you know what? That's great. I'm going to post all this information on my website, on my page. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that way when people go and they check, you know, they get to see the real pictures of you and stuff and understand why people called you Pretty Willie, you know.
Oh, no, really, that's cool. That's cool.
And then they'll also see the information where they can get involved with the Young Fly Safe movement. It's an amazing movement, and I am going to get involved, and I'm going to get my shirt, so you don't have to worry about it.
Amen. Well, thank you for having us on. We're in the midst of a big move right now, and just be part. My prayer request to all your listeners is that we go to Hollywood and influence the influential.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. You know, it's out. It's up. It's gone. So you know what that means. You know what that means.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
So you have an amazing, amazing, amazing day. I want to thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank my listeners for their continued support. And like I said, please keep in touch with us and let us know what's going on.
I sure will. Be blessed. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.